And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Chapel Hill celebrated the 4th of July in the grandest of styles. This is Art Chansky with Friday's Sports Notebook. I am using this space and time to toast the town of Chapel Hill for bringing back the Independence Day celebration in a way that should make everyone involved proud and left the nearly 30,000 or so people there with lasting memories. It also shows budgetary matters and protests from the pyrotechnic purists can be overcome. Okay, it was held in a sports venue, Keenan Stadium, where most people fill the home side of the stands more than in some bad seasons for the Tar Heel football team. And the Franklin Street Band is led by native Chapel Hillian and favorite sports broadcaster Mick Mixon, which further legitimizes this commentary. But seriously, those who stayed around town and came out on a glorious night had a great time from the moment the band opened its near 90-minute show at 8 o'clock through the steady stream of patrons who kept pouring in to see the fireworks display that surely had to break someone's bank. It had to be the best 4th of July bang for the buck ever, and only partly because it was free to the public, which was encouraged to donate to several worthy causes on the way in. Chief of Police Chris Blue and Fire Chief Dan Jones and their staffs made sure the fireworks were both safe and spectacular. They were launched from the opposite sideline and went on for about 20 minutes, disappointing no one based on the loud approval from the array of colorful and creative explosions lighting up the sky. Sure, they were loud and created fiery fumes that settled onto the open, unlined playing field. But for one night of the year, you have to say no harm done and well worth the fun. Residents loved the globe bracelets handed out at the gates, and the mood was festive from Holden Thorpe's Uncle Sam's hat to a wilder display of red, white, and blue all over the crowd. It brought life back to the day that was once a must-see and must-go for Chapel Hill residents over the 4th of July holiday. From all I observe, there seems no reason for this locally grown night to remember should not continue for years to come. This is Art Chansky. See ya.